Morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
Been a big week up in Sydney. Saw you at the sales. How did Danny O'Brien Racing go up there?
No, we had a good week. We bought four, and we got quite a few others to train. So, it was a high quality sale, and we're happy to come away with some nice horses.
I saw there was a close relation to Vow and Declare in the sale. Did you have a look at it?
I did. Actually, I think it's Mick Price bought that, so we'll follow her career with interest.
All right. Well, let's look at the winners for tomorrow. We'll start at Caulfield for the local listeners here, and then we'll go to your Group 1 runners up in Sydney. Fabric returns in race number 2, and gee, she's been a good mare. First up, is she ready to win?
Oh, she's definitely forward enough. You know, she's a mare that's run well fresh in the past, and she just seems to find a length or two each preparation. She's continued to improve throughout her career, and tomorrow looks like a nice race to kick her off.
It certainly does, and she loves Caulfield as well. What's your thoughts about how the race may map for her from that good gate?
Look, I think she'll be running third, fourth, something like that, just behind the main speed, and in a small field like that, you'd think every horse would get every chance.
You've also got a couple of nice mares going around in the Catnar Jewellers Handicap. Cordilla last start, was it just that track at Moonee Valley?
I think so. Look, she's a mare that's handled soft ground before, but by the last race there on All Star Mile, there the track was pretty significantly affected. It was a heavy 10, and Damien just said she couldn't lift her legs in it. So we were happy with her going into the race, and she went around favouring that race, which tells you she obviously was higher expectations than what she produced, but she's had a month between runs now, can't fold her at home, and expect on a better surface that she can bounce back.
That month, was that because it was such an ordinary track you wanted to give her some time to get over that?
Yeah, a bit of that, and this always looked like a suitable race, a restricted mares race, so we were happy to wait 4 weeks and run in it.
1,100, any query?
Look, she's won up to 1,400, but she's a filly with a really good finishing burst, and she should be able to sit off from there tomorrow and hit the line really well.
And My Pendant's another one of those mares from the Shiddick Bloodstock who's been going really well. Is she one that's going to be looking for maybe another run, though, before we get to see her at her top?
Probably looking to get up to 1,400, but we'll ride her quiet and let her hit the line.
Gee, Wycliffe's put the riding on the wall the last couple of runs. I thought his run at Mornington was really good. What did you make of it?
Yeah, the same as you. He's had two nice building runs to get him to the 2,000, where I think he's going to be really well suited. Obviously, an imported horse, came across here in the spring, and he's now been with us for 7 or 8 months, and he's furnished into a lovely horse and gets his chance tomorrow to put his first Australian win on the board.
Steps up to the 2,000, as you say, with a good gait. Will he sit a bit closer, or does he still need to find his feet?
Well, look, we're hoping that with a little bit less tempo at the 2,000 that he can hold a position closer to the front. He just hasn't been able to do that at the 1,400 and the mile. But, from the good gate tomorrow, with little weight on his back, we'd love to see him in the first 3 or 4.
Has he continued to improve?
Yeah, he has. He's had a really, really good preparation. And, as I said before, he's had the two building runs, and tomorrow it's time for him to deliver.
Plenciel is an interesting runner who goes around in race number 6. We know he's got lots of ability. Was it just tempo related? He couldn't get into the race in the March?
Yeah, I think it was slow for him first up. Look, he's an 8-year-old, done his fair share of racing, so he's getting towards the end of it. And we'd love to think we could squeeze one more win out of him before he gets a well-deserved retirement. But we'll put the blinkers back on him tomorrow. He's always raced well at Caulfield, and Miles, a nice trip for him.
Have the blinkers in the past got that extra little bit out of him as well?
I don't think we've had them on, so I couldn't really tell you, but he has won with them on previous days.
So it's a nice team at Caulfield without any firm market favourites. Who do you think's your best?
I think Wycliffe would be our best.
Yeah. Well, most of the attention's going to be on Sydney tomorrow. First day of the championships, Royal Randwick. I'll start with your Group 1 runners. Young Verda goes around in the Australian Derby, and I thought there was a glimpse of the Young Verda that had him a short price favourite for the Victoria Derby last start. How did he come through that?
He's come well. He's had a lovely build-up, with the AJC Derby in mind, really since he ran in the Victorian Derby, and he's got the miles under his belt, and he was really good there last Saturday. We've put the blinkers on him tomorrow. We've sort of been keeping them for his grand final run, and no, we can't be any happier with how he's progressed all autumn. And you know, we've always been looking to get him to the mile and a half again, and you know, he was good in the VRC Derby, only his third race start, but he's a more seasoned horse now, and you know, we've got high expectations of him tomorrow.
He's drawn probably a little awkwardly. He was on speed in the Victoria Derby. Will you go back tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we'll have to ride him a bit conservative. You know, obviously, with the blinkers on, you don't want to fire him up from a wide gate. So I'd say plan A will be that he'll be quiet midfield or beyond. And, you know, it's going to be a testing mile and a half there tomorrow on a testing surface. So, you know, he's a very good stayer, and hope he gets his chance to run into the finish.
He hasn't seen a soft track in his career. Does that hold any fear for you?
Look, you never know until you get on it, but the breed Tavistocks do seem to handle wet ground really well, and we've always thought that he would handle it.
Gee, Order of Command, he ran an absolute blinder last start in the Galaxy. It's an even deeper race on Saturday. What are you hoping for realistically?
Oh, look, we'd realistically love to think he could run a place. You know, it's a $2.5 million race, and you know, all the prize money right down the order is a significant check. So, you know, he's in great form, and we thought he deserved his chance to go around in the race there tomorrow, particularly when it's going to be a run on soft ground, which he loves. He doesn't know how good the opposition are. He just knows that he goes out there and tries very hard every time he goes around. So, yeah, we'd love to think he could run into the top three.
And you've got Salto Angel, your filly who ran so courageously in the Victorian Oaks. It's hard to believe she's still a maiden, Danny.
Yeah, well, she's a real mile and a quarter, mile and a half horse. So I think she's every race she's contested at a mile and beyond, she's running the first three. So we're, as you said, got one eye on next week, but thought the Adrian Knox was a good way to give her experience right-handed and really top her off for the Oaks.
Has she
on
shown,
Saturday week.
I was going to say, has she shown that she performs really well with that backup?
Well, she did it in the spring. She ran in the Wakeful and then backed up into the Oaks. So, yeah, we've got good reason to think she can do it again now.
So would you be telling the punters, wait a week with Salto Angel?
Oh, look, we'd like to think she can win tomorrow. Any race of a mile and a quarter and beyond, she's got a chance in. And, you know, this is probably not as strong a race as what the Wakeful was in the spring. So she's definitely there to try and win, but at the probably 2,000 metres is you know, just the further she goes, the better chance she's got. So, you know, definitely hopeful there tomorrow, and you know, I think she's a definite top three chance in the Oaks.
And you've got Embolism, who goes around in the Carbine Club Stakes, and he showed a glimpse of return to form with a cracking run in the Australian Guineas. What happened in the far lap?
Look, he didn't get the best of passages. You know, he was four and five deep and no cover, and first time that way of going, it just all went pear-shaped for him. He's had a month, but he's been up at Rosehill now for a month. We've been happy with him. His work's been good. We are hoping he can bounce back to that Australian Guineas form tomorrow.
So is Young Verda maybe the best in Sydney?
I think he probably is, yeah. He's a horse that's still lightly raced, and he's certainly a better horse than what we presented in the VRC Derby. And, you know, at the 2400 tomorrow, he should be one of the horses that's really going to keep running it right out.
And how's Miami Bound tracking towards the Sydney Cup? Gee, it was a great run on the Tancred.
It was a terrific effort. Yeah, just what we wanted to see. She drops in weight now. She's very well handicapped in the Sydney Cup, and, you know, she's got a second to none chance in it.
Do you like anything today at Benalla?
We've got two horses heading to maidens that are both, yeah, they'll both go around near enough to favourite Justinian and Yes A Guy. They're well placed in maidens at Benalla, so hopefully they can make the trip worthwhile.
Good luck over the weekend, Danny, especially in the majors.
Thanks, Michael.